When Jesus leaves you in distress, trust that you are prized by Jesus and God is being glorified. It's told to us two different times in John chapter 11 that Jesus loves Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. You see it in verse 3, and you see it in verse 5. Jesus had a special place in his heart for these people. But what's even more interesting is the reason given in verse 6 as to why Jesus does not immediately run to Lazarus and Mary and Martha's rescue. Jesus understands the message clearly. Lazarus is sick and dying, but he's not coming right now. But why? What's the reason? Well, if we read verses 5 and 6 carefully, we discover the reason. The reason Jesus delays in coming to Bethany to be with this family is because he loves them. Listen to what it says. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So, when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where Jesus was. Did you catch that? Jesus loves them, so he doesn't rush to them. Jesus loves them, so he doesn't show up in time to heal Lazarus of his sickness. Jesus loves them, so he allows Lazarus to die. Jesus loves them, so he is not there to comfort Mary and Martha in their immediate time of need. Jesus loves them, so he allows Mary and Martha to suffer the grief and the loss of their brother. How in the world can we call this love? This doesn't appear to be loving at all, but cold-hearted and disinterested and uncaring. I mean, who doesn't respond when they hear of a close friend on their deathbed? But if we're going to believe God's word, then we have to believe that sometimes staying away from them for 2 days, not showing up when they wanted Jesus to, not healing or fixing Lazarus in the way they wanted Jesus to, was a more loving thing than to rush to Lazarus's side in a moment's notice. And here's what we can learn. When Jesus leaves us in distress, we can trust that we are still prized and loved by Jesus, and God will be glorified. When you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Sukuma LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.